The Traveler's Journal, August 31st, enjoying sunrise at Campobello. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was only a year old in the summer of 1883 when his parents first brought him to Campobello Island. Anchored in the Bay of Fundy, the 10-by-3-mile island is just a short ferry ride from the easternmost tip of Maine. Though well-to-do, FDR's parents felt no need to make a splash in high society. They found the remote island a haven and eventually bought a big, rambling red barn of a home. For the Roosevelt's robust, outdoor-loving son, summers spent exploring the island's forests and coves were heaven. As FDR grew, Campobello Island remained his summer retreat. He and his wife Eleanor also brought their 6 children here. Although it was the scene of much summer joy, Campobello was also the setting for the great personal tragedy of Roosevelt's life. It was here, in the summer of 1921, that he was first diagnosed with polio. Today, much of the island's southern tip has been set aside as the Roosevelt Campobello International Park. Its 2,800 acres include dense forests, sandy beaches, bright flower gardens, miles of walking trails, and several scenic drives. Birds flock to the island, and seals and whales frolic offshore. Roosevelt's home, with its 34 rooms and 7 fireplaces, can hardly be called humble. Yet it is charmingly without pretense, and the many family possessions it still contains provide an intimate glimpse into FDR's life and the influences that made him who he was. For those who cherish his memory, Campobello is a place of pilgrimage. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.